Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. The city in which we live has four, soon to be five, Bojangles restaurants. That's my absolute favorite fast food restaurant in the world. It has the kind of food that, that'll make your tongue slap your tonsils. You know, I've eaten it numerous times in all four locations. Same kind of building, same colors, same menu, same food, basically, but totally different management. The service at two of the Bojangles is outstanding. The third one is average. Service at the fourth one is dismal. Everything was the same except the management. I can assure you that the owner or corporate office would not consider the manager of that unit, the unit with the dismal service, as a good steward. Make no mistake, God is not looking below average or even average stewards. He's looking for believers who understand and practice faithfulness, integrity, and excellence.
In 1 Corinthians 4, verse 2, it says, "Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful." Pretty sure that stands for the women, too.
Yep. According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for faithful, G4103, it means trusty, faithful, of persons who show themselves faithful in the transaction of business, the execution of commands, or the discharge of official duties, one who kept his plighted faith, worthy of trust that can be relied on. As we reflected on that definition of faithful,
which is quite
extensive.
Extensive, exactly my words.
We were given seven abilities of an effective steward. Number one, availability. Neil Maxwell, an educator, once said, he's still living, "God does not begin by asking us about our ability, but about our availability. And if we then prove our dependability, he will increase our capability."
I love that quote.
That's a great quote. God is not concerned as much about your ability as he is your availability.
As it says in Isaiah 6, verse 8, "Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me." When God calls you to a particular challenge or opportunity, are you ready to respond, giving it your very best effort? But first things first. Isaiah 6, verse 7 in the Classic Amplified says, "And with it he touched my mouth and said, behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity and guilt are taken away, and your sin is completely atoned for and forgiven."
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Isaiah was cleansed of sin before he accepted the call. If there's any hindrance in our lives, it needs to be removed. God is looking for available stewards, but he wants their hearts pure toward him. Some time ago, I read an account of Henry Ford driving through the Michigan countryside, and he came upon a man whose Model T had broken down. The man was under the hood trying to figure out what was wrong so he could fix it. Mr. Ford stopped and asked if he could take a look. In a few minutes, he had the car running. The grateful owner said, "I'm amazed at your ability. You fixed my car so easily." Henry Ford replied, "I ought to be able to fix it because I'm the one who designed it." The same is true with God. He designed us, and he can fix whatever is wrong with us. He is ready, ever ready, to cleanse us of all unrighteousness, so that we'll be ready for service. Our spiritual reliability affects our availability as stewards of God.
Very good. Number two, capability. According to dictionary.com, the word capability is defined as capabilities, qualities, features, etc., that can be used or developed, potential. A couple weeks back, we came across a saying which we posted on Facebook and Twitter. It said, God doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called, which is exactly what he did in that Isaiah scripture, honey, when he, Isaiah answered the call and he touched his lips and cleansed him and made him ready. You know, too many believers don't feel they're capable, that they don't have the wisdom and knowledge to be an effective steward for the kingdom, but God just hasn't prepared them yet, and he will when they answer the call. So let's look at four verses which reveal the source of our capability as stewards. 1 John 2:26-27. 1 John 2:26-27 Message Bible. I've written to warn you about those who are trying to deceive you, but they're no match for what is embedded deeply within you, Christ's anointing, no less. You don't need any of their so-called teaching. Christ's anointing teaches you the truth on everything you need to know about yourself and him, uncontaminated by a single lie. Live deeply in what you were taught. Wow. This verse says Christ's anointing teaches you the truth on everything you need to know about yourself and him. And then to add to that, Philippians 4:9. Philippians 4:9 in the Message Bible says, put into practice what you learned from me, what you heard and saw and realized. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you into his most excellent harmonies. And in 2 Timothy 2:15, we've been quoting this a lot lately, but it's important. 2 Timothy 2:15 in the Classic Amplified says, study and be eager and do your utmost to present yourself to God, approved, tested by trial, a workman who has no cause to be ashamed, correctly analyzing and accurately dividing, rightly handling and skillfully teaching the word of truth. Notice there where it says tested by trial. When we learn something, we often get a chance to prove that we learned it, sometimes much to our chagrin.
That's true.
Philippians 4:13, last one, Philippians 4:13, and the Classic Amplified says, I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I'm ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Our capability for service as a steward is determined by our knowledge of the word and time in his presence. And let us never forget, or should I say always remember,
always
whom
remember.
God appoints, he anoints.
Say that again, baby.
Whom God appoints, he anoints.
Hallelujah. Number three, dependability. If you were to ask me what makes a person dependable, I would say someone who keeps their word by doing what they say they will do. When they say, they'll do it.
Psalm 50:14 in the Contemporary English Version says, I am God Most High. The only sacrifice I want is for you to be thankful and to keep your word.
First, God wants us to be thankful for everything he's done, is doing in and through our lives. Second, God is very specific in saying that he wants us to keep our word. It's pretty clear that being thankful and keeping our word are very, very important to God. So they should be important to us. There was a time when a person's word was their bond. But sadly, that's not the case anymore.
You better get it in writing.
I know. True. But the scripture is clear. A failure to keep your word is still grievous, a grievous offense to God.
In Numbers 32:23 in the New Living Bible, it says, but if you fail to keep your word, then you will have sinned against the Lord, and you may be sure that your sin will find you out. Wow.
You know, I was told as a child, always keep my word, because it was a reflection on who I was and whether or not people would believe they could depend on me and the things I said. Plus, I knew, honey, I needed to keep my word, because if not, they'd tell Mr. Harrell and Miss Annie Ruth.
There you go. Same with me. 2 Chronicles 8, verses 20 through 22. 2 Corinthians. I said Chronicles.
Yeah.
2 Corinthians. Let me correct myself. Chapter 8, verses 20 through 22 in the Message Bible. We don't want anyone suspecting us of taking one penny of this money for ourselves. We're being as careful in our reputation with the public as in our reputation with God. That's why we're sending another trusted friend along. He's proved his dependability many times over and carries on as energetically as the day he started. He's heard much about you and liked what he's heard, so much so that he can't wait to get there. Let us add just a scripture or two here. More adds to this. Luke 8, verse 15 in the Voice Bible says, "But some people hear the message and let it take root deeply in receptive hearts, made fertile by honesty and goodness. With patient dependability, they bear good fruit." And another in Numbers 30, verse 2 in the Contemporary English Version. "When one of you men makes a promise to the Lord, you must keep your word."
Wow.
There you go.
That's pretty straightforward. And sounds like truth, because it is truth.
That's it, straight from the Word.
Straight from the Word of God. John C. Reilly, the actor, said, "I was never a very dependable employee for anything." That's perfect for the actor's life.
Boy, that tells you a little bit about Hollywood.
Yeah, it does. Zig Ziglar, one of our favorite motivational speaker, author, Southern Baptist layman, once said, "Ability is important in our quest for success, but dependability is critical." I'll say that again. Ability is important in our quest for success, but dependability is critical.
And crucial.
And crucial. We're not going to finish this teaching today. We'll pick it up again tomorrow. But I want to say just a couple of things to you. When we began the teaching today, we gave you a quote by Neil Maxwell. I want to say that again.
It's a good one.
God does not begin by asking us about our ability, but only about our availability. And if we then prove our dependability, he will increase our capability. Pays to be an effective steward. No doubt.
Amen.
We'll pick it up tomorrow. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherry.com. Check out this week's two-minute video. While you're there, where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.